Rule number 13 is simply control, which means prevent your conversations from turning negative. We have all had conversations that started off well with good intentions, but ended up badly instead. As a master communicator, it's your responsibility to make sure that you guide your conversations in the productive direction that you intend. If you do this consistently, you'll have a better chance of keeping all of your interpersonal relationships on positive ground. Here are three ways I've chosen to define the word control. 1. To direct or regulate a process or outcome. 2. To restrain an action in order to avoid negative consequences. And 3. As it applies to this book, the ability to recognize and direct a conversation away from becoming a largely unpleasant experience for everyone involved. If you're not careful, a friendly conversation can quickly evolve into a verbal exchange that nobody enjoys participating in. The following suggestions will help you prevent this unfortunate event from happening in your important relationships. My first suggestion is avoid persistent complaining and criticizing. We all do some complaining and criticizing from time to time. It's just part of being real. But what you want to avoid is a bad habit of going into a negative mode too often or for too long of a time. When you do find yourself indulging in some occasional complaining or criticizing, make sure that you don't dwell on it too long and mix in some more positive comments in order to balance out your conversational tone. Otherwise, a strong dose of negative comments will start creating a negative emotional drain on your social interaction. Another suggestion is admit your own weaknesses up front. Before you take a blast at what others say or do, it's almost always a smart idea to admit your own mistakes as well. If you come on too harshly in the beginning of a conversation, it's only natural for other people to react with a "who are you to talk" type of comment. A good way to preface a critical remark is to say something like, "not that I'm perfect or anything close to that, but..." By using this simple strategy, you'll naturally lower the negative intensity of your remarks so that the conversation won't drift too far away from the mutually pleasurable experience that was intended. And a third suggestion is seek agreement and then change the subject. One of the smartest things you can do in any conversation is to validate what the other person is saying, no matter how negative it is, by simply agreeing. This puts an end to the other person's motive of trying to convince you. Then you quickly lead them in another direction by changing the subject to something less emotionally draining, or even better, something that's fun and exciting for both of you to talk about. The bottom line is, remember that in order to talk like a winner in the broadest sense, you must control like a winner as well. All you have to do is follow a simple and powerful rule. Prevent your conversations from turning negative. Once you know and appreciate the significance of this essential part of successful daily communication, it's only a matter of playing around with the ideas, practicing with a greater sense of purpose, and putting it to the test regularly in your own life until it becomes automatic. Remember that the ability to succeed is already inside of you.